Welcome to today's Status Update, our weekly look at the world of social media.
Let's begin now.
I'm Mark Saxby, and with me is social media marketer Martin Broadhurst. Today's question is, Martin, is it worth getting a LinkedIn premium account?
There are some genuine benefits to having the premium account. Both you and I have got the premium account, and we have seen it pay off. You do have to be active on LinkedIn, though. So if you're not really using LinkedIn a great deal, paying £16 a month probably isn't the best way to go.
So when you say active, what do you mean by active?
Well, first of all, you're going to want to be using it to find people in search, for instance. One of the things that made me upgrade was I was doing some searching for some people a while ago, and I was frustrated by the fact that I only got to see 100 search results. And then with the premium account, depending on which level of service you go for, you can increase the amount of search results you see on any given day. So you can go from seeing 100 search results to 300 to 500. And that is really useful, particularly if you're using the people search tool.
Sounds like to me you're some sort of stalker, Martin. I don't think I really need to search more than 100 people. Is that the best you can come up with?
There is a lot more than that. For instance, the InMail function, which says that you can send an email, they are guaranteed response as well. So if you don't get a reply within 7 days, the InMail is recredited to your account, so you can use it again. You get them, and LinkedIn values those at, I think it's $10 each. But that means that you don't have to go through a connection or request an introduction in order to send a message to somebody, anybody outside of your network.
When would you need to use that sort of thing?
Well, it might be a prospective client that you're trying to tap up for some new business, and instead of going through a connection that you've already got, you can just contact them directly. It saves beating around the bush.
That does sound like I would say one of the strongest reasons for getting an account. What else is there?
So the search results. You've seen it on LinkedIn, how you can see who's viewed your profile. If you have a free account, you are limited to seeing the last 5 people that have looked on your account. Now, if you have more than 5 people checking out your profile a day, you're going to miss when people have looked at your profile. So with the LinkedIn premium account, you get to see the full history of everybody that's viewed your profile.
I know for a fact, Martin, that most people don't even know they can see who's looked at their profile. So maybe you ought to tell them how they actually do that.
Well, that's a good point, yeah. So on your homepage on LinkedIn.com, once you've logged in, on the right-hand side of the screen, about halfway down, there should be something that says who's viewed your profile. And it will tell you exactly how many people have viewed your profile in the last 2 days or fortnight or whatever. That's actually a link. Like you say, a lot of people don't know that. If you click on that link, it will take you through to a page which will show you exactly who has viewed your profile. And if you have a premium account, it shows you everybody who's viewed your profile, as well as the industries and search terms that they entered to find you.
I can still understand why it's useful to have those search terms, but why, first of all, one, why is it interesting to find out who's viewed your profile, or is it just because it's nice to be nosy? Why should I really care to see more than 5?
Knowing who's looked at your profile, they're hot leads. You can look at somebody and say, are they a potential client? Is that somebody that we can do some business with? If not a potential client, are they a potential supplier? It's all networking, and any extra contact that you can make is a good thing. If you have more than 5 people viewing your profile on any given day, having access to all of those people is important, because you might miss, when you check one day, you might miss one of the really important people that's viewed your profile.
So ultimately then, your summary is that it's worth having a LinkedIn business profile if you're going to use it in an active way. So not just to be a casual user, but to really get stuck into it, then it's worth it. But otherwise, are you saying not to bother, or is it a bigger question than that?
If you're not already logging into LinkedIn at least once every couple of days, having the premium account probably isn't for you. But I'm not going to write it off for everybody.
Thanks, Martin. And you can have your say on whether you think it's worth getting a business account on LinkedIn at www.statussocial.co.uk.